The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show. It's Anton Savage keeping Pat's chair warm now, back by popular demand after a well-deserved break, bringing us all of his thoughts on the latest COVID-related stories. I'm joined by Professor Luke O'Neill. And if you have questions that you want to put to Luke, you can fire them in on text to 53106 or Pat Kenny NT. Now, Luke, first of all, welcome back after
Thank you, Anton. Happy to be back.
We have a lot to talk about. Will we start with the US? Because it's probably the one that is most surprising and in a way most worrying.
It is. It's the Delta again, Anton. We know already Delta is massively transmissible and the US gives us more evidence for this. Lots of parts, two-thirds of the counties, they call them in the US, now have a surge happening with the Delta. The hospitals are starting to get overwhelmed in Florida, for instance. I saw stuff this morning. So there's a big concern in the US now. And of course, now the vaccination campaign is going well there, by the way. They have a high level of vaccination, but still lots of people aren't vaccinated.
A lot of vaccine hesitancy. See, I was talking to a friend of mine in US based, and he said that in the place where he was working, they were literally making PA announcements saying there's free AstraZeneca if you want to come round, and nobody showing at the door.
No, it's political again. So, some Republican people won't, for instance, strangely. You know, so there's still a reluctance in certain communities over there. Massive campaign, of course, by the administration to convince people. Free beer, all kinds of these, you know, and try and get... You can walk into a pharmacy in the US now and get a vaccine. It was like we had over the weekend here. So they're widely available in the US. And a big public information campaign is afoot, especially with the Delta now, which is obviously, as I say, giving rise to this surge. So the US is a concern. For definite.
But it isn't just a concern, because a lot of people have been parsing whether things are case numbers, hospital numbers or deaths. It's starting to look like it is at least going to be a significant impact to the hospital system.
It is. Yeah, well, there's many unvaccinated, basically, right? Now, remember, there is some infection in vaccinated people. We know that already. It doesn't progress to severe illness, but still there's a level of infection. They're called breakthrough infections. So the CDC have just said keep wearing masks, having said don't wear masks. In this phase, they're going to get a temporary measure until the vaccination level is high enough. Then they might then relax the mask wearing rules again. But the CDC have changed their minds again in a way. Please wear a mask indoors, you know. So again, it just shows you they're worried. And the evidence is, by the way, the Delta form is more transmissible. So therefore, you may be vaccinated, but you're still at risk of spreading it to someone else. A slightly higher risk of spread compared to the other variants. Hence, keep wearing masks, even if you're vaccinated at this stage of the pandemic.
And what is the science telling us about the Delta form in respect of fully vaccinated people? How's the vaccine efficacy in the fully vaccinated? Because we're getting numbers on that now.
Yeah, we know a lot about this, by the way. So we know that your lungs are protected if you're vaccinated. You get massive antibodies in your lungs and they stop you getting really sick. There's less antibodies in your nose and therefore you're less protected in your nose if you're vaccinated. Now, growing in your nose isn't a problem. You might get sniffles, you know, but it won't develop into severe. And we know this, the vaccines are stopping severe disease. But there's more virus, Delta, in the nose of people because it's better able to grow, I suppose you might say. So therefore, you might be spreading it if you're vaccinated to someone else. That's the idea. And the CDC have said this now. The evidence would suggest that there's more Delta in your nose if you're vaccinated than other variants. So therefore, wear a mask when you're indoors, even if you're vaccinated. But only until the vaccination level is high, you see, because once we're all vaccinated, it doesn't matter if you pick up Delta, remember, because it won't progress into severe disease. So that's the current situation there.
And when we talk about then that vaccination level, what did you make of the weekend? Young people queuing up from 6 o'clock in the morning to get vaccines at walk-in centres.
I haven't stopped smiling. That's amazing. I think we can be very proud of the young people, to be honest. Now, they're turning up. They want their lives back. That's the bottom line. And they also want to help their community. So the two reasons. Fantastic.
But none of us are getting vaccinated for the crack, Luke. Non-altruistic reasons why we benefit from it.
It's very true. But I think we may turn out to be the best in the world in that age group, it looks like, based on those numbers. If those numbers continue, Ireland will have the highest vaccination rate in those younger people. Wouldn't that be a great thing to claim and, you know, rub our neighbours' noses in it slightly? So we'll see what happens. But wasn't it amazing? And there was a sense of joy I heard as well. Get a teenager up out of bed at 6 a.m. to queue up for something. It's normally for tickets for a music festival. They were queuing up for a vaccine. It's just remarkable, isn't it? So I thought that was fantastic, wasn't it? And all credit to them. Brilliant.
And as for the other then thing that has emerged in terms of vaccine news has been the Israel, who of course led the fray globally. It looks like they're leading the fray again because they're starting with booster shots.
They are. Now, they've said everybody over 60 should now go for a booster, right? That means you've had two shots already. Come back for a third shot, especially if it's 5 months after you've had the two shots. Now, they were the first off the blocks, as you may remember. They had widespread vaccination early on. There's many people now 5-6 months out. And they're saying, if you're over 60, please come in for a booster. And you might say, will this go on forever? But it's very sensible, Anton, because with the Delta, first of all, more transmissible, you see, and there's a risk of infection from that. And these are a vulnerable group, remember. And now they'll be really protected. There's a fantastic study showing a third shot of Pfizer gives a massive response. You know, it's fantastic. So in other words, if you're over 60, please come in, they're saying. Now, we have to do it here. It's really important, I think. Our next concern in the autumn is to get our over 60s, get a booster, right? With the flu, actually, is one idea. It's the same shot. And in fact, they're making it. Some companies are putting them into the flu shots. It could be straightforward.
Also, one jab for both.
One jab for both is one idea they're exploring. And I know that NIAC and the HSE are looking at this, by the way. So I'd be strongly advocating for over 60s to go for a booster in the autumn. And now you're absolutely fantastic protection against Delta and possibly other variants, remember. This is the way out because there will be more variants. A third shot will give you great protection against multiple variants.
Can I cling to the phrase, this is the way out? Because I think a lot of people will have thought, second vaccines roll out, end of August, early September, disco, we're all back in business, lads. And now what we're being told is mask wearing is likely to run all the way through the winter. We may need booster shots in the winter. And whatever about that, I wonder, are people inferring into that, well, there'll be something else in February and there'll be something else in March and this will never end?
Well, we are coming out of it, remember. It's the first thing out that it's not like flipping a switch here. This virus is still out there. You know, it's still spreading. The new variant Delta, there could be an Epsilon coming next. So we have to be aware of that. But we are coming out of it. It's tremendous. I mean, walking up from Trinity today, it's almost like as if it was the way it was before to me. All the shops are open. There's people on Grafton Street. You know, there's outdoor people having coffees. I mean, we're coming back, aren't we? But again, we're not there yet. that's the bottom line, really. And the way out will be booster shots. Another one, when I say the way out, what I mean is to keep things going. We don't want to go backwards, you know. Booster shots will ensure that we be, with every passing month, watch. I would predict a pretty normal Christmas, the way things are going, because it looks great. The vaccines work. As I said before, this is now a preventable disease. COVID-19 can be prevented with vaccines, and that's what's happening, and all the evidence supports that.
There's loads of questions coming in. I want to get to them, but just one more before that, which is the UK numbers. There's an interesting apparent anomaly in the UK numbers, which is an inexplicable reduction in case numbers when all of the underlying trends should suggest the opposite would be occurring. Why?
Well, as you may remember, we were watching the UK really closely, as you would remember, about 4 to 6 weeks ago when Delta emerges and so on. Then on the 19th of July, they have their Freedom Day, don't they? So what's going to happen now? And massive amount of data is coming out, Anton. Remarkable analysis by the... Remember, the UK has some of the best scientists in the world. They're looking at this closely. And to everybody's relief, it's falling over there, which is tremendous. Case numbers are falling. It was 46,000 per day on Freedom Day. It's gone down 40% of the case numbers. Isn't that amazing? Now, the question is, why is this? There was a Euros effect, they're calling this, right? The football. It turns out there was a surge of cases in young men because of people watching football in pubs and in each other's houses. There was a clear spike happened. That's now petering out. That's one reason why the case numbers are going down. The second is the schools closed and there's less spread because if schools are closed. And then the third thing is, sadly, it's less testing. Another reason for this, by the way, there was a 30% decrease in people turning up for tests, you see. So it could be another reason. So it's a complicated mix of things. But the good news is there hasn't been this massive increase that we all feared would happen upon Freedom Day. That hasn't happened. And the big news, which is really good, over 90% of people in the UK now have antibodies against this virus in their blood. And this is the great phrase, herd immunity, which I'm not a fan of that term. It's hard to pin it down. Amazing, 90% of adults.
Either through vaccination or previous infection.
Or natural infection. Now, those antibodies are protecting them, remember. And if 90% of your people are carrying antibodies, it'll kill the virus, especially in your lungs, as I said before. You still might get symptoms. You still might be a case, but you won't end up in hospital. And let's just keep our fingers crossed. It's heading in the right direction in the UK, basically.
Loads of questions, Luke. Text to 53106. Hi, could Luke reassure me that Pfizer vaccine will not cause a relapse of Bell's palsy? My 17-year-old son had it previously. I would be grateful to know what he thinks. Should we wait for Astra or Johnson & Johnson vaccine just in case? And that's from Raid.
There's always a risk of that with any vaccine, to be honest, but it's very rare. Luckily, it's extremely rare, even if you've had Bell's, that it comes back post-vaccination. So it's a very rare event. So I wouldn't worry about it in particular, you know, and I still go for the vaccine. It's much more important to take the vaccine to protect yourself than any fear of something like Bell's happening. It's a strange thing, Bell's, in a way, and it's been known for decades that vaccines can cause it to happen, you see, but it's extremely rare.
And Romani Bell's palsy is the falling of one side of the face,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's right. It's a slight paralysis and it resolves, you know, it goes away. It's not a life-threatening condition, of course, which is good, but it's nothing especially to worry about.
A question that I suspect is going to be shared among a lot of people. Thinking of going on holidays, in this instance to the south of France at the end of August, adults vaccinated, 17 and 15-year-olds won't be fully vaccinated. What does Luke think?
Yes, that this is a tricky one in a way. Everybody needs a holiday. Let's start with that, you know, and we follow the guidelines. The guidelines are you can go on holiday if you're vaccinated, and those younger people can go with you, remember. But again, just a bit of caution. I suppose if people are unvaccinated, be careful, I suppose, is the answer. But there's no reason not to, as far as I'm aware. Have the guidelines changed? I'm not sure. I haven't been watching them the last week or so.
This is something I should know offhand. Pat would know this offhand.
I think it is the case that non-essential travel is still allowed, right? So it's a certain places in the world. You might look where you're going. If there's a high rate of... We've got to get to personal responsibility eventually with this damn thing, haven't we? You know, if there's a high rate of virus around and you've got young people unvaccinated, they would be at a slight risk. So,
Can I ask you about the vaccination of young people? Because this is the thing that I'm intrigued about. We've talked about the walk-in centres and late teenagers getting vaccinated and how good that is. Do you think that there will be any increase in vaccine hesitancy when it comes to people with small children? Because I wonder if parents who themselves say, vaccine me up, will look at a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old and think, oh, careful.
And that's understandable. Understandable. In fact, the 12 to 16 group, 15 group is the next ones that are going to go. The HSE have announced they're going to start vaccinating that age group. The reason for that, Anton, is to make sure the schools stay open, by the way, which is a great reason, let's face it. We've got to make sure the schools don't close again. If that group are vaccinated, that means the schools will stay open and we'll carry on. You know, we know it's a safe vaccine in the age group. Again, people thought not enough people were tested. Thousands of people in that age group were tested. It was safe, very efficacious. Hence the HSE and NIAC have said, yep, let's vaccinate that group next. Now, the younger ones is a bit trickier because very mild disease, you know, it probably isn't being transmitted through the under 12s anyway. So justifying those being vaccinated seems less to me.
Or does the evidence suggest there's relatively small transmission among kids that young still?
Well, first of all, they're smaller and they don't release as much virus. That there's evidence for this, by the way, you know. So the fact they carry less virus anyway if they're infected, they're less likely to be sources of infection. It's different with the teenagers because they're, as we know, running rampant and they're nearly as big as us.
Sorry, maybe this is very naive. So you mean lung and nasal surface area, actual geography makes a difference to infectivity?
Well, the central aspect as far as about dose, remember, that's the key determinant if you get infected. If you're with someone who's carrying lots of virus, that virus will go into you and it's dose dependent, we call this. If you're small, there's less of virus in you. So therefore, you're less likely to spread it. And all the evidence would suggest that age group, the children, if you like, under 12s, are not a huge source of infection to others. So that's good. And therefore, that's another reason not to... Now, they will press for vaccination in that age group. Watch. They're testing it. It hasn't been tested yet. Really importantly, first of all, safety. There are trials running at the moment in that age group to make sure it's... And it will be safe because we can almost predict it. But still, for the moment, I wouldn't be looking to vaccinate in that age group at all. And very importantly, I was on a conference yesterday with the African Immunology Society, which is a big... gathering of people in Africa. They need vaccines desperately. Those countries are really in trouble. So let's give the vaccine away to those countries.
I'll squeeze in two very quickly. Any news on the new virus worse than Delta emerging in Peru, says Tommy. Is that Epsilon?
Yeah, it's Epsilon. I think there's a few of them. There's three. There's loads of variants cropping up all the time, remember.
Zeta, Eta, away we go.
I think we're at Iota at this stage, actually. Now they're looking at them closely. Nothing to worry about yet. They're called variants of interest, not variants of concern. But we watch that. It could become a variant of concern, so it's one to watch.
And one final one then. Does Dr. Luke think that the AstraZeneca vaccine is causing long COVID symptoms?
Not more than the others, let's put it that way. You know, there's no evidence that the vaccines are causing long COVID, thankfully. You know, so there will be a small number of people have a rough time on any vaccine, sadly. That's the way it is with vaccines overall. But there's no evidence that they're causing any kind of long-term problems.
And just to go back to the one bit that I want to cling to like a drowning person on a life raft, just so that I have it right. You're saying, as it stands now, we might be looking at a normal Christmas still.
Absolutely, 100%. With the caveat, dreaded caveat.
Leave your caveats.
A variant. That's the only, the last remaining concern we have is another variant. To stop that happening, vaccinate the world is the idea, remember. And that's the next goal, global goal, basically.
Professor Luke O'Neill, welcome back from your holidays. It is great to have you.